This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, nobody's really talking about what happened with Rand Paul and why, he has like a buildup of fluid and 6 broken ribs. This is some pretty big trauma that happened to him. Apparently, in this altercation he had with the neighbor, he reported on Twitter a couple days ago that his x-ray found 6 broken ribs, and he has a buildup of fluid around his lungs, which we would call an effusion. Now, not uncommon to have an effusion after a rib fracture. Remember I talked to you guys about the other day, where when you do have a rib fracture, the biggest detriment or the biggest scare we have is you're going to develop a pneumonia because you're not going to open up your lungs nice and big like you do when you exercise or sigh or whatever, because rib fractures hurt. So you're going to take little baby breaths, and then unfortunately bacteria won't spew back out, fluid won't be spewed out, and so it's very easy to start getting effusion next. It's very easy to start consolidating some of the inflammation. Now Rand Paul has been in the hospital since Saturday. So he's still there, I guess. The suspect, 59-year-old Renee Boucher of Bowling Green, was arrested and charged with misdemeanor assault after police said he attacked the Kentucky senator. And Rand Paul was mowing his lawn. He goes, "I appreciate all the support from everyone. A medical update. Final report says 6 broken ribs, and a new x-ray shows a pleural effusion." Now, remember I told you I had that patient where he was bleeding in his lungs after the rib fracture? So what they're going to have to do with this pleural effusion is successively take x-rays to see if the effusion is getting bigger. If the effusion is getting bigger, he may be starting to create an pneumonia, or this could be a bleed. So because on an x-ray, the fluid looks like fluid. Blood will seem a little bit more radio opaque than maybe other fluid, but for the most part, it's really hard to tell. Now, Boucher is a Democrat, and they say the dispute between Rand Paul and Boucher, or Boucher, allegedly arose in the yard and about yard care and not about politics. The gated communities developer Jim Skaggs said they just couldn't get along. I think it had very little to do with Democrat or Republican politics. So from what we understand, the suspect now has pled not guilty. That's interesting. He has pled not guilty to misdemeanor assault charge. Faces the possibility of more serious federal and state felony charges, and investigations continue. Again, he's 59 years old. An arraignment in Warren County District Court lasted 2 minutes. He waived a formal reading of his rights. And, I thought that's interesting. Apparently he's a retired pain doctor and former anesthesiologist. So Warren County Attorney Ann Milliken and Boucher said Boucher faces a possible 12-month sentence and $500 fine for fourth-degree assault. But the FBI is investigating more serious charges. Yeah, I think if you attack a senator, right, that's even worse than you just attacking your neighbor. I believe it's a higher crime, especially if they're a United States senator. I'm sure a state senator as well, but I believe I'm not an attorney. You guys know more than I. They say fourth-degree assault is the most serious charge prosecuted by Warren County attorney. So he was released on $7,500 bond, ordered to stay at least 1,000 feet away from Paul and his family and his offices, or at least 200 feet away if he decides to go to his home next door to the senator. Yeah, they live next door. No, you know, this is surprising stuff, and nobody's talking about it. I know a lot of people don't like Rand Paul. He may not be the most, have the most personality, but, you know, whether they're Republican or Democrat or whatever, a construction worker, or a teacher, or a politician, a doctor, a dentist, a firefighter, somebody gets assaulted, all right, that's not cool. That's not cool in anybody. And you know, I notice the a lot of the media outlets are covering it because Rand Paul's Republican. He's still Republican or is he independent? Anyway. So, because he's not, you know, liberal, you just aren't getting the coverage. And people are asking me, well, what's going on with him? What's this about infusion? And so, it's a shame that somebody could get assaulted, six ribs broken, developing an infusion, still in the hospital, and and if it's a hate crime, or if it's a, you know, no one's talking about it. And that's exactly what, you know, happens in the media. They will talk about what they want to talk about. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, you do the same thing. You talk about your kids. You talk about your kitty cats. Well, yeah, but I'll still give you the rest of the news. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Police say a little two-month-old likely died of SIDS, but the family said no, a dog sat on the boy. So authorities are right now investigating this case of a two-month-old Ohio boy, and they believe it to be SIDS, right? And they don't think the dog had anything to do with it. Now, a 911 call was placed at 3:10 a.m. when a frantic woman said her two-year-old boy, Hayes Groin, had turned blue, was not breathing, and had blood coming out of his nose. He was later transported to Mercy West Hospital in Green Township and unfortunately declared dead. Now, responding officers placed a call to SPCA Cincinnati, who arrived at the scene to take the dog, which appeared to be pregnant. Now, a full medical exam is planned for the pit bull mix, and they said the dog appeared skittish, but they don't think the dog attacked the baby. The family thinks the dog sat on the baby. Why was the baby at 3:10 in the morning near a dog's butt? The baby should have been in a crib, where a dog can't get to. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. But when it comes to SIDS, you know, we don't want babies to sleep with you in bed because you'll roll over and suffocate them, etc. But me personally, I slept in the room, or I had the baby in a bassinet next to my bed, and I watched them like a hawk, and I made sure no animals were near them. But when these babies, unfortunately, you know, we don't know what the true cause of SIDS is. We don't know if it's an inborn error of metabolism where something just starts to go awry internally, and then they don't seem to exchange oxygen well. We don't know, but it's sad, and our hearts and prayers are with this family. All right, guys, we're going to talk about how the latest Obamacare signups look. Go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right. So we're being told that more than 600,000 Americans have signed up for insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act during the first 4 days of the new enrollment season. That's according to numbers released Thursday by federal officials that signal, they say, a brisk start despite Republicans' efforts to dismantle the law. They say a total of 601,462 Americans chose a health plan from November 1 to 4, and the states relying on the federal exchange. The figures from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services show more than 1 in 5, 137,000, were new enrollees. All right. So, while CMS officials did not release a direct comparison with any of the four previous enrollment periods, administration officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity said that more than 200,000 consumers selected plans on the first day. That is more than double their number last year. Oh, so look at that. We didn't have to spend all that money advertising it. You see? We didn't have to spend all that money at all. We were able to do this without, so it looks like people did know where to go for healthcare.gov. I don't know. I'm really frustrated. Yeah, I get that. I get that we don't want to kick people off health plans. And I get that we want to insure everybody. I think a bipartisan dream is everybody has health insurance. But it's not very realistic. And what we're spending all our money on is bull crap. And so you know how frustrated I am. I'm not going to go into all that detail right now. But the fact that 601,000 Americans in 4 days signed up, that means we really don't have to spend all that money advertising and commercials and, media buys. Mind you, I'm in the media. It would be nice for, us to have more media buys. Trust me. But I'd rather you guys spend that money on patients. So, they say just over 1 million Americans signed up during the first 12 days of open enrollment in 2016. They say the initial figures suggest that the proportion of newcomers to the ACA marketplaces continues to decline. The 22% of new enrollees during the first 4 days in November compares with 24% in the early days of 2016 and 33% in 2015. Well, why are they expecting more new enrollees? If Obamacare was supposed to be the bomb, then you would have people returning and not necessarily a lot, the new enrollees, the more people that get insured. If Obamacare is supposed to be winning, then technically the less new people because people got insurance last year and the year before. So either this means there are people that have completely refused to go on Obamacare all this time, or they have a plan, or they've had a plan before, and they're coming back. So I don't understand why they're kind of concerned about that. So they say the CMS data only reflects signups in the 36 states that rely on healthcare.gov, the federal enrollment website, but the apparent uptick that has been mirrored in states that run their own exchanges, like California, Colorado, Connecticut District, Idaho, Maryland, New York, Rhode Island, Washington, they all report an increase in enrollment and inquiries at their call centers. So, all right, so what does that mean? Well, it means people want to still get insurance. And if there are subsidies and we're paying taxes and, people want their premiums bought down by the government, go ahead. In fact, I'm telling you guys, I've even told you guys, go enroll. Go enroll. I mean, you need health care. And you only have 6 weeks to do it from November 1 to December 15th, so go on and roll. It's fine with me. There's a lot of people out there that say, look, okay, we need Obamacare to die, and so we need everybody to not go into the system. We need to, basically cut off our nose to spite our face. No. If you could get health insurance and all this money that was already earmarked to buying down your premiums and helping you get a lower deductible plan is already spent, enjoy it. I mean, listen, I'm a doctor. What comes first isn't being Republican, Democrat, or independent, or conservative, or liberal. What comes first is making sure the patients and people are staying healthy. So if this is the law of the land, albeit a crappy law, but if this is the law of the land and there's already a network in place for you to go to, then do it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you to not walk into an ER. I'm not going to tell you to not, look up healthcare information that's on the website. Go and get that done. True, it's a system that can't sustain. True, it's a system that's crappy. It's a system that is very lopsided in terms of allowing access and coverage, and it shunts money to insurance companies when it should be shunting it directly to you as patients. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems with that, but look, if it's open enrollment, go enroll. Be my guest. I'm not going to advertise for them, but go ahead. I mean, get on an insurance. You need insurance. I have insurance. I'm very, very fortunate that my employer has insurance. It's a big chunk out of my paycheck, but still, you know, thank God I have employer-sponsored insurance. I want you guys to have the same. Get on an insurance company plan. Yes, maybe for the cause, it would be nice for all of us to thumb our nose at it and let the whole thing fall, but it's not going to happen that way. You know, Obamacare is not going to fall that quickly. It's having issues. Right? As long as the government infuses more money into it, it's going to continue to exist. That law is a big law. It is a lot of pages in that law. That's a big law. So that, you know, until every line or the whole entire act gets repealed, you know, we are going to be dealing with the ramifications of it for decades. Even if it does get repealed, we'll be dealing with the ramifications for decades. So, let's not cut off our nose to spite our face. You guys have to take care of yourselves. So good. They're getting good traffic. They seem happy. All right. Some people seem excited that they're getting a plan. And let me know. I would love to hear what you guys, I would love to hear what you're coming up with. Now, here's my problem. I've tried to log on it now twice. And, apparently I forgot my password. Or I don't think I forgot my password. To be honest, I don't think I forgot my password. I am putting in what my password is supposed to be. And I have sent 2 password requests. Like right now, I'm doing it again. Enter my email address. So here we go, Dr. Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H, at hotmail.com, because I would like to log on and see what my options are. Okay, and reset password, reset email. Now I'm opening my email, and it's not there. I'm going into my junk email. It's not there. So I personally can't get on. Now, I understand if anybody, you know, knows who I am, they're probably like, you know what, Dahlia's not going to buy the insurance anyway. She's been, I'm in my junk email. I'm in my inbox. It's not there. I have now 4 times requested to get access to this. And it won't do it. So I could call the Marketplace Center. We should do that. We should co-call the Marketplace Center and see what happens. So, guys, good luck with this. You know, what's next? I get asked all the time, what is next? Well, what's next is the GOP has to pass tax reform. And from what I understand, I think they just submitted a new bill to the Senate that they're working on. So right now, both houses are trying to deal with tax reform. They got midterm elections coming up super fast. They have to bust a move. So Obamacare is going to be on the back burner. At least they look like they tried. Okay? And they could say, look, we need more people in the House. We need more people in the Senate in order to make this go. Well, definitely the Senate, they need more in order to pass something. But in the meantime, Obamacare is the law of the land. It exists. You guys could benefit from it, fine. But we're not going to infuse as much money as Obama did. And I'm hoping this mandate is not being enforced. There could be a law. It doesn't necessarily mean they have to enforce it. Their lack of enforcement could cause Obamacare to fail. But nobody wants to be, you know, penalized anymore. So the idea of, you know, well, right, it's all land, but, you know, the Republicans are just kind of letting it, you know, still, sputter on. If they start getting rid of the mandates for employers, now, they would have to, though, make probably individual laws. What was very interesting what Trump said is when he originally went to office saying, look, all right, IRS, hold off rejecting the claims when people do not have insurance. That was a pretty shrewd move because he got to bypass Congress and he didn't have to make a law saying, go ahead and deinstate the mandate. He didn't have to do that. He was just able to say, all right, guys, you know what? Do not reject any tax returns. Whether they have insurance or not, let them go ahead and file their tax return. Which is also smart, too, because we want people to pay the taxes and file the tax returns. So what should you do? Well, if you can get health insurance, do it. If you don't like your options, there should be private insurance companies available outside the marketplace. Go and investigate those and see what you could do, all right? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fully covered. cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Myra says that when you go on the healthcare.gov website, they ask if you're American citizens, and they also ask for social security numbers. Now, I guess what is being asked of me is, are illegal immigrants able to apply onto the healthcare.gov marketplace and get Obamacare. I was under the impression no. And so I finally was able to log in so I could see this. I didn't want to answer that question until I was able to log in. And it is. It's right now asking me if everybody, so here are the questions they ask. Does everyone have the same permanent home address and currently live in Nevada? Because I live in Nevada. So I say, yeah. Are both of my dependents U.S. citizens? So I said, yeah. Can you enter their social security numbers? No, I don't have them offhand. Are either of them applying under a different name other than on their social security card? No. Were either of them born outside the U.S. or became naturalized? Well, that's interesting. No. Are either of them currently incarcerated or jailed? I hope my kids aren't in jail. Are either of them American Indian or Alaska Native, they're asking? Has anyone had a child in the last 60 days? Are they talking about my children? I hope my children haven't. All right. So, anyway, it does appear that they are asking for if I wrote that they weren't, see, I should have done that so I could see if they still let me move forward even with them not being citizens, huh? That's interesting. Yeah. All right, I should have tried that. All right, well, 1-877-DALI, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI. The TSA has failed many of their tests in an undercover operation revealed to us. The Transportation Security Administration failed to detect test weapons during an undercover sting operation to see if they were doing their job. This was conducted by the Department of Homeland Security. Inspectors said screeners, their equipment, or their procedures failed more than half of the time. This is embarrassing, very embarrassing, especially since whenever I'm at the airport, you see loads of TSA workers. There are TSA workers all over the place. I mean, there are so many. They have really increased staff. And many of these TSA workers are pretty... I want to say on top of it, they're almost a little mean. You know, they will kind of yell at you and stuff. And there's, I've had some attitude issues with some of them. But again, I understand what they're doing. I understand that they're, you know, putting their lives on the line to make sure, you know, my airplane's safe. So I let it go. But I just definitely see more of a push with the TSA presence in the airport. You would think that we would be getting more bang for our buck with that one, and they would be doing a better job. Now, the source did not give an exact number, according to ABC News, but they said the failure rate was close to 80%. Members of Congress called the results disturbing in a public hearing following a private classified briefing. Ah, okay. They say that the agency is badly broken, and it needs your attention, according to ABC. That's Mike Rogers, told TSA administrator. Now, the Department of Homeland Security said its inspectors identified vulnerabilities with TSA screener performance, screening equipment, and associated procedures. And so, what does that mean? Did weapons get through? I don't know. All I know is I've accidentally brought water. Right, because I forgot that a water bottle was at the bottom of my backpack, and they have missed the water bottle. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. So, a lot of people travel. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Doc. Hey, you're just too cool for school. You have me laughing about double dipping with the holidays. You're going to have to teach me about Hanukkah so I can do the same.
Yes, I always double dip because they're just so cool. Yeah, yeah. So what's going on?
So the TSA, they're screwing up at grouping people, huh?
They say they're messing up 80% failure rate.
What a gross, ridiculous mess of a government bureaucracy. That is ill-conceived from the start, as so many other things are. By the way, I found this for you. I hope you can hear it. That's an old commercial.
Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? What I want to say with TSA is maybe what they need to do is have private firms like Israeli. You know how they had to hire an Israeli intelligence firm to break into the Apple phone, right, of that one shooter? I believe it was the San Bernardino shooter because Apple wasn't able to get into the iPhone or whatever. Maybe that's what we need to do.
Director Comey, the super cop, lied to Congress and said, oh, we tried everything. We just couldn't do it. We just need Apple
right.
to do it for us.
Yep.
That lying, no good son of a, you know what? You're right. We should follow suit and take lessons. We don't need to hire a private company, but certainly we can face an organization like the TSA much more scaled down on lessons that we already know and that we've learned from other nations. And, in fact, Israel is probably one of the best at profiling. Listen, we've got good detectives and police here in the state who are excellent profilers. We know how to do it, but, Doctor, it's not profitable for big government, and that's the name of the game. You know,
but
that's
they're
the
spending,
whole
but here's the thing, they're spending more money. I mean, I am seeing double the TSA agents. And if they have a failure rate of 80%, now mind you, this is one report reported to ABC, but then the government doesn't know how to handle it right. I mean, they're overspending, and we're not getting our ROI, and so maybe we don't have the government handle our security. Maybe we kind of contract it with some private companies who know what they're doing.
If we can get honest people to do it, you're right. But after all, Doctor, it's not their money. It's our money, just like with the Affordable Care Act. You know, that commercial for Operation is a perfect segue into the Affordable Care Act. You know, a goofy game for dopey doctors. Well, I think the Affordable Care Act is a goofy scheme for dopey citizens. I wouldn't advise anybody to pay into that scam. It's a criminal enterprise, and they're fleecing America every day for more and more money. I worked for decades in the city of Baltimore. How many people that are residents in the city of Baltimore do you think pay for their health care? Next to none. And they all get top-notch health care at Johns Hopkins Hospital and all the other hospitals. They can't be turned away. They go there for skin, knees, to heart surgery, and they're never turned away, and they're treated as if they're millionaires. Believe it. And if anybody's paying into a system, they're the dope.
Yeah, but I still have to tell people if they want to get insurance and they, I mean, look, we already spent the money. So if they, the money's already spent. So if you told me, Tom, that you don't have health insurance, I'd say then just go on the healthcare.gov. It's not going to make or break Obamacare at this point, you know, but I understand. So you're one of the people that think we all should basically boycott it.
Well, why should the few pay for the many? And the only people who are going to be paying into the system are going to be subsidizing those who aren't going to pay into it. That's what it's all about. It's a reallocation of wealth. It's unconstitutional. Never in the history of any free nation has a people been forced to contract with private entities whose costs are up in the air. You don't know how much they're going to be, and the government is going to force you to do that. That makes for a very incestuous relationship between government and private enterprise. I think we might call that fascism. And by the way, I had an opportunity to speak with the former DHS Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, and I asked her, I said, at any time during the proposal of this monstrosity, did anybody ever bring up the fact that this might not be legal? We do have enumerated powers. They're spelled out pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And she laughed, and of course, she cut me off before she went to commercial. She said, you know, Tom well knows the fact that we settled this issue with Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. Well, her
We're coming on a break. So sorry, Tom, but thank you again. I love it when you call. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have asked me about on Facebook, what happened with Las Vegas's first driverless shuttle? Well, apparently it was hit by a truck. Alright, I think within like minutes, the shuttle was performing a test ride with passengers downtown, but it was grazed by a delivery truck around noon. The human driver of the truck, who was backing out at the time, was cited by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department for the crash. That's according to KSNV TV. And it occurred within the first hour of the shuttle's operation. We were just talking about the Waymo, right? And these cars and these, it was Waymo, a Google car? Trying to fight, is that Ubers? Are they trying to go up against Uber? I don't know. I forget who's doing what, but we now have all these driverless cars. And so in Las Vegas, they were testing it out. And it looks like we didn't do so well. Kind of embarrassing. So according to a city spokesperson, they say the shuttle did what it was supposed to do. And that its sensors registered the truck. And the shuttle stopped to avoid the accident. Unfortunately, the delivery truck didn't stop and grazed the front fender of the shuttle. Had the truck had the same sensing equipment that the shuttle had, the accident would have been avoided. All right, well, wait a second. If I was the one driving, I would have maybe honked my horn. Are these driverless shuttles honking their horn? You see, I don't know. I'm a little bit confused as to how good these are. Well, anyway. All right, so nobody was hurt. No humans were injured. The eight-passenger shuttle is currently offering free rides to people along a half-mile loop in the city's Fremont East Innovation District, and the operation is part of a 12-month pilot program. So Las Vegas has touted it as the country's first autonomous shuttle that is able to communicate with traffic signals and surrounding smart infrastructure. Smart. Well, not so smart because that truck driver hit it. And I would really like to find out what the truck driver thought. If the truck driver said, look, I was just minding my own business, and this car comes out of nowhere, then, maybe we could blame the driverless thing. By the way, Uber is going to be working with NASA, it sounds like, to build driverless flying taxis. Uber announced that it plans to have flying taxis in the air by the year 2020. So about 5 years shy of when Back to the Future 2 predicted it. And they say the company is already prepping. They're participating in a joint partnership with NASA to develop software that would manage airborne taxi routes. Uber, on Wednesday, announced its first official contract with NASA covering low-altitude airspace. The software being developed will work similar to Uber's current ride-hailing app, except it'll be limited to the company's flight division services. I don't believe this at all. I do not believe that NASA is helping Uber build flying cars that are supposed to be ready to go in 5 years. Are you kidding me? Uber's chief product officer, Jeff Holden, said the company will begin testing four passenger flying taxis across L.A. in 2020. Once the vehicles are cruising across the skies at 322 kilometers an hour without a hitch, then the testing is going to be expanded to Fort Worth, Texas. And they say Uber is doing what it can to get approvals from aviation regulators in place before it announces any local commercial flights. It said there is a reality that Uber has grown up a lot as a company. We are now a major company on the world stage, and you can't do things the same way where you are a large-scale global company that you can do when you're a small, scrappy startup. So NASA confirmed that it did sign an agreement with Uber in January that lets the company join a number of industry partners working with the space agency on driverless air traffic management systems. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys drive like crap on the road. There is no way I trust any of you, especially L.A. drivers. And mind you, I was born in L.A., and I was an L.A. driver when I went to medical school out there, okay? I suck when I drive, especially with my L.A. roots. And there is no way I want to transport you guys into space. No. Not space, but into the atmosphere. I think that is going to be a complete cluster. Uber will be joining at the start of Phase 4 of the program beginning March 2019. They are envisioned to be electric-powered drones of sorts capable of vertical takeoffs and landings, which is ideal for dense urban areas. Wow. Okay, I understand it's pretty cool. I get that. Pretty cool stuff, but no. All right, the Dr. Dahlia News team has helped me pull up my individual plans for Obamacare, and let me see what I could get. The cheapest of the plans, okay, a $341 premium. So if I had a family of four, we would be probably, I haven't put in all the information for the family, but if I had about $341 for the cheapest, we're probably looking at close to $1,000 for the family. Deductible is $6,600, so that is cheaper, but it's an HMO. It's an HMO, and so I still have to pay $40 to go see the doctor, $25 for generic drugs, which, by the way, many generic drugs now are cheaper, like $2 or $4. So I'm at about $350 a month for the cheapest of cheap plans. For the more expensive plan, the highest one I could buy, and I'm looking it up right now, $525 a person, $525 a person, but that's $1,000 deductible. So looks like what's new this year is I could purchase a plan with a lower deductible. All right. Is it PPO? No. The only things I am offered are HMOs. That's it. I didn't sign up for Obamacare to get an HMO. I liked having my non-HMO PPO insurance. So apparently deductibles are going down as long as I'm paying about $500 a person in my family. So for $2,000 a month, oh, but you see, that's how they get the money then. Okay, I mean, if I go from $1,000 a month to $2,000 a month, for $12,000 a year, that $12,000 is, boom, their deductible money. And that's how they do it. Okay, I'm not impressed. Thank you. I'm not buying that. No, thank you. I'm a smart consumer. All right, Florida's largest insurer is going to stop covering oxycodone, which is Percocet. Percocet is a very common pain medication. They're also not going to cover OxyContin, and I knew that. OxyContin is kind of a controversial one. And they are instead going to offer patients Xtampa ER. You can't snort it or smoke it. It's an opioid antagonist, so it minimizes the effect of opioids. So most physicians, they say most plans have had hands-off approach for a number of years. Now they say, according to Scott McClellan, Florida Blue's Vice President of Commercial and Specialty Pharmacy, says we think it's time for more people, including physicians in our community, the nurses and families, to take a more proactive approach in trying to manage this epidemic. McClellan added that the switch is part of a new approach Florida Blue is taking to combat the risk of rising abuse of opioids. Wow. So the insurance company is going to just not cover it. Now, you could say, oh, well, that's pretty gutsy, and wow, they got some cojones, and look at this, and good for them for fighting the opioid epidemic. How many of you guys take Percocet when you have real bad pain, or OxyContin? OxyContin I'm not a big fan of. That's some pretty, pretty heavy-duty stuff. But, Percocet is a very commonly prescribed painkiller. And the insurance company says, oh, we're not going to cover it. Now, okay, by the way, great cost-saving measure. If they sit there and go, look, we're not going to cover it, they just saved a lot of money. So like I said, very smart and gutsy move on their end. Stinks for you or I who may need the medication. Again, 52,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in 2015. The number has been rising drastically. They say in Florida alone, opioids killed 2,500 people in 2015 and contributed to the deaths of another 1,300 others. So they believe that if they prescribe this Xtampa ER instead of OxyContin, it'll curtail overdose deaths. But oxycodone, it's a common painkiller. Percocet, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.